KansasInformation.com/match.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Two people are dead after a multi-vehicle crash on a Lyon County highway. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers were called to the scene of a fatality crash just after 6 p.m. Wednesday on U.S. Highway 50, a couple miles west of Emporia. The accident involved two semi-trucks and three passenger cars. And two rodeos will take place in Liberal in the coming months, and seating is an issue. J.P. Bizet has that story.
Officials have been searching for solutions after a thunderstorm caused damage to some bleachers at the current rodeo arena at the Seward County Fairgrounds. County commissioners discussed the possibility of moving the existing rodeo arena in front of the concrete grandstands at the fairgrounds during their annual strategic planning meeting. Administrator April Warden says the move would have many positive aspects, including better seating, an additional concession stand, and a restroom area, as well as better parking and handicap access.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Senate took a major step towards reducing property taxes for Kansans by adopting a constitutional amendment that would limit annual valuation increases to 4% for real property for purposes of property taxation. The amendment contains exceptions in the event property is renovated or sold, yet it would provide predictability for Kansans already feeling the pinch of high taxes. Combined with the Truth in Taxation legislation adopted in previous sessions, the amendment represents a significant step in the effort by Republicans to fight the sharp increases in property taxes that have repeatedly burdened property owners and made it hard for many Kansans to simply stay in their homes. Senate President Ty Masterson said that Kansans are rightfully fed up with shocking property valuation changes that defy logic. And for years, Republicans have championed property tax reform. He said now it's time that they act, because if they truly believe property ownership is a cornerstone of freedom, then it must be possible for people to afford the taxes on that property. The amendment now heads to the House after passing in the Senate. After 3 consecutive sessions of trying to get the bill restricting transgender athletes to compete on teams based on their biological sex to become law, Kansas lawmakers successfully overrode Governor Kelly's veto. The focus of lawmakers was requiring female athlete teams to only include members who are biologically female, and this applies to school teams and club sports sponsored by K-12 schools as well as colleges. Republicans in both the House and the Senate needed a 2/3 majority to override the bill, dubbed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. In the House, Democratic Representative Mark Robinson of Kansas City was the deciding vote, overriding the governor's veto 84-40. And another Democrat representative was absent due to a death in the family. The Senate approved an override of 28-12. The ACLU of Kansas claims the law was never about protecting women's sports, but harassing and discriminating against a small group of people. Republican lawmakers, as well as Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, said the new law simply protects the rights of female athletes, and Kobach added that he will defend the law from any legal challenges. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, will now begin accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners are selected from contestants split into east and west regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dryland no-till, dryland tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. And the entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th. A complete field of 10 or more continuous acres planted in the sorghum seed variety named on the entry form will be designated as the contest field. The contestants must harvest and report at least 1.5 contiguous acres, and harvest reports will be made available to contest entrants beginning on May 1st, and all completed forms must be received at the NSP office or postmarked no later than November 25th. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enroll, contestants must be a paid NSP member at the time of the entry, and more than one member of a family may enroll, but each member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed off of yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating alleged cattle theft in Northwest Kansas, and the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's assistance in the case involving 80 head of cattle missing from south of Hoxie, Kansas. The cattle are described as black and a mixture of fall steers and heifers. There's a possible reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of anyone involved in this theft or missing cattle case. According to the Baca County, Colorado Sheriff's Office, in December of 2022, law enforcement investigated a similar cattle theft in Baca County, Colorado, 231 miles southwest of Hoxie. Governor Kelly has issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Safe Digging Month in Kansas. The proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. Governor Kelly joined the Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, and other industry professionals in encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient utility outages. According to the Common Ground Alliance, a recent national survey reveals that 74% of U.S. homeowners plan to dig on their property this year. And of those who are planning projects, more than 49.3 million Americans will put themselves and their communities at risk by not contacting 811 before digging. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811, and there's no charge to have utility lines marked. The depth of utility lines varies, and there may be multiple lines in a common area. Some utility lines are buried only a few inches below the surface, making them easy to strike during shallow digging projects. Installing a mailbox, landscaping, putting in a fence, and building a deck are all examples of digging projects that necessitate a call to 811. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project, and then professional locators are sent to the digging site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint, and once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. To learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month, you can visit call811.com, and for more information about Kansas 811, you can visit kansas811.com. The Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of the Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties, and these letters claim to be from an attorney with law firms located in Canada, stating that there are millions of dollars in an unclaimed life insurance policy available. The sender then asked the recipient of the letter to partner with them to claim the money. However, Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Treasurer Stephen Johnson are advising Kansans that these letters are a scam and to not contact the sender. Schmidt said that unfortunately scams like this are nothing new, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Johnson stated that there are no fees associated with locating unclaimed property, including old life insurance policies that have been remitted to their office. And while they may follow up to request additional information to verify your claim, the letters will come directly from their office, not from a third party. He added that you can always contact their office to verify that a letter is authentic. There are legitimate ways to check for both a life insurance policy benefit and unclaimed property through valid sources. Kansans can locate a life insurance policy using the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Life Insurance Policy Locator. And to check for unclaimed property in yours or loved one's name, you can visit the Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division at kansascash.ks.gov/up_Maine. To report suspected insurance fraud, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department Anti-Fraud Division at 785-296-5203. Funeral services for Maris Brooks, 98 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, April 8th, at the United Methodist Church in Clayton. Interment will follow at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. Friday, April 7th, at the funeral home, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Clayton United Methodist Church or the Clayton Cemetery and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Happy Easter from Your Jamboree. On sale this week, whole or half boneless Hormel Cure 81 hams, $4.98 a pound. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.98 a pound. Golden ripe pineapple, $1.98 each. Fresh asparagus, $1.98 a pound. And select varieties Cool Whip topping, just $2 for $3. Enjoy these savings and more this week at Your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City. Sheer Creations Salon is eager to cheer for the Decatur Red Devils spring sports teams. The boys and girls' talent, drive, and determination are sure to make them victorious at upcoming sporting events. Good luck, athletes, and thank you to the coaches for their time and dedication from Sheer Creations Salon in Oberlin. Coombs Trucking is proud of the dedication, sportsmanship, and team spirit of the Phillipsburg Panthers spring sports teams. The guys and girls have what it takes to be winners. From your fans at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, we haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Republican Senators John Bozeman, John Thune, and Mitch McConnell are leading an effort to permanently repeal the death tax. The Death Tax Repeal Act would permanently repeal the federal estate tax, more commonly known as the death tax. Senator Bozeman says the death tax hangs over too many family agriculture operations and small businesses as a potential destroyer of generations worth of work and investment. Senator Thune adds, "I will continue to do everything in my power to remove these roadblocks for family businesses and repeal the death tax once and for all." The legislation also has backing from a majority of Senate Republicans and is supported by more than 150 members of the Family Business Coalition and 111 members of the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition, which includes the American Farm Bureau Federation. Senate Majority Leader McConnell concludes, "Washington Democrats need to recognize the economic damage they've inflicted and join Republicans in ending this harmful tax." The Renewable Fuels Association kicked off an advertising campaign this week, urging for quick action by the White House to allow summer availability of E15. The campaign comes as the summer driving season is less than 2 months away, and fuel prices are again rising. The campaign targets ethanol supporters across the Midwest, as well as policymakers and insiders in Washington, D.C. RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper says, "Our message to the Biden administration is simple. Unless the White House acts quickly, American drivers will lose access to the lowest cost, lowest carbon fuel at the pump on June 1st. Cooper pointed out that a morning consult poll conducted late last month found strong voter support for year-round E15 sales. 70% of poll respondents supported the increasing availability of E15 to help lower fuel prices and support energy independence. This has been a check of agriculture news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is building over the Central Plains, and that means sunny weather for the next few days, and our temperatures will be warming up through the weekend. Little below average today, but much warmer tomorrow, with the 70s coming back by Saturday and Sunday. Little or no chance of rain through Sunday with dry air in place over Kansas. Doesn't look like the pattern will change very much for a while. Fairly light wind today, but getting a little bit more breezy tomorrow and into the weekend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure from the northern plains is settling into our area. We also have a strong high building in the Intermountain States and the Central Rockies that'll cause a low-pressure lee trough to our west. It looks like that pattern will stay in place through the weekend, and that means a big warming trend for Kansas. High pressure will continue to strengthen over Idaho and Wyoming down into northwest Colorado. We also have dry air moving back into the southern plains with rain over the Gulf Coast and up into the Carolinas, more rain in the Pacific Northwest and down into Northern California. For us, it'll be fair for the rest of today. Lots of sun. We'll stay mostly in the 50s, maybe a few low 60s in the central counties. Overnight looks clear and chilly. Upper 20s in the western counties and low 30s in the east with light wind. No big changes on Friday except for warmer conditions in the 60s across our state. By afternoon, the wind will start to pick up a little bit in the western counties. Then for the weekend, high pressure stays in place along with that lee trough, keeping our temperatures warm and the weather fair. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the upper 50s, upper 20s, and low 30s overnight. Low 60s in the north central counties and low 30s for the overnight lows. Upper 50s and low 60s northeast and low to mid 30s overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 20s. Low 60s south central, tonight we're in the low 30s. Upper 50s and low 60s southeast and low to mid 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan and generate credits. Visit indigoag.com/local to see if an ag business partner you currently work with can help you enroll in Carbon by Indigo. Farmers have received nearly $5 million in payments for their carbon credit production since our program began. Visit indigoag.com/local to enroll by May 1st and maximize your carbon payment potential. Terms and conditions apply. See program agreement for...
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at $265.64. on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Kirkus Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultrabos, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.